broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle. Happy not a Father's Day.
Not a father. Yes, you're absolutely right. Weekend went by too fast. Adulting kind of sucks sometimes.
I do contend that weekend should be 3 days. One day
of course
to rest,
you do.
One day for social, and one day to get stuff done.
I had people at my house this weekend, the whole weekend, and I had events. And I literally woke up and I said, I haven't had a weekend free in weeks. In weeks.
Did you guys see Kyle's new ink?
Ooh. I'm scrubbing it off. I got nervous.
Why
are
you trying to scrub it off?
He wanted to make sure it wasn't like a tattoo that got put on his arm that stays there forever that wasn't from a needle.
Well, I took a shower and it wouldn't come off. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I got to scrub hard to get it off.
Just relax.
It's a temporary tattoo.
It's going to come off.
What day did you put it on?
I put it on Saturday.
Well, yeah, those last like 5 to 7 days.
I don't want a little baby on me.
I've gotten a couple henna tattoos at Summerfest.
This wasn't a henna. This was just a little bit of water and whatever toxins they put in it.
What henna tattoos did you get?
The one that he was been drawing up in his head for the last 5 years.
Ooh, I should have. I should do the tree henna
this year.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you guys about my half sleeve?
Yeah,
every
you
time
did.
He says it's, this, it's, every
no,
time
sir,
we
no.
Up,
I started working on a new drawing.
Oh,
and it's not
out of the last one. Or what?
It's not a tree.
Barbed wire.
Good.
Not barbed wire.
How basic is it, though? Does it have wings?
I had somebody else draw. So what I did is wrote down all these words that like meant a lot to me.
Give us some of them. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did I take a picture of those words?
Please.
One of them was like, gambling.
Oh, wow.
That's the first one.
The ace of spades.
I took a picture of the drawing.
I believe that.
So
he
I want
did
to see if the words are next to it. Hang tight, folks. Hang tight.
We can hang tight.
So ben you put a list of words together, and you wanted someone to take that list of words and put it into a tattoo graphic.
Are they right? Are they doing it for free? You have a lot of people you know for things.
I have some friends that are very artistic.
Yeah, you have a lot of friends. Ben.
Oh, come on. Where are the words?
You can't remember what...
Oh, my God. I got the words.
Oh, I want to know.
It's embarrassing.
When did you do this?
Let's hear.
When do you have time to do this?
This is with some friends. They usually have the timestamp on the iPhone, right?
Oh, yeah.
This Apple update stinks. This was May 25th.
Okay. Ben Brust's words for his tattoo. Number one.
Family.
Number two.
Classic.
Basketball.
This has been great, Ben, again.
Number three.
Appreciation of competition success.
Okay.
That one's a little bit different than basketball and family.
Yeah, this is a wild list.
Number four.
Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
That made the top four?
Yeah, I was just rattling it off my brain.
Number five.
800-990-3776. I'm working on a half sleeve design. For a real tattoo. These are the words that came to mind as the artist was drawing my future sleeve. I did not plan on starting here. Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, gambling, and family. Hell yeah. Six.
My love for my dad and his journey.
Love that.
To get to where he is.
That's powerful. Yeah.
Very powerful. The day
from disco
after Father's Day.
To putting stuff together.
Gambling.
Yeah.
Pow. Okay.
Pow. Adrenaline. Like I love a good adrenaline rush.
Dude, this kid is so
something is
what
wrong
a
with
weird
this
individual.
Did you put wife anywhere?
That's family.
Okay, lumped in. Got it. But your dad gets his own singular, but your wife doesn't.
Correct.
Okay, just so we understand what the pecking order here.
I wrote I love America.
Okay, yeah.
Patriot.
And then I had them describe me. They said thoughtful and kind. They gave me the most basic. Not going to help for the tattoo.
Those are the only words they gave you?
Yeah, do you guys have any more for me?
Weird. Different.
Yeah,
special.
So how can I make that
energetic.
Into a tattoo?
What is it? Like something that, like a crazy person.
Manic?
Yeah. Yeah! Whoa. Send them that.
Send
so,
them
a stray, so a straitjacket.
You want to put a straitjacket on my left arm?
I mean, all those weird things you had, and then just put a straitjacket on it.
So I guess I don't understand. So you you just gave them a list, and your request was to make this visual? These words
make
visual
this
in tattoo form?
I have a theme.
You should ask ChatGPT to make a tattoo based on those list of words.
Greatest country in the world.
Borat. I do love Borat.
Yeah.
So I have a theme, but since I already gave one theme to you guys and you made fun of me, I'm not feeling very vulnerable today that I want to share
this
with you.
This is a safe place.
It doesn't feel safe.
I mean, you have to come back.
The thing is, you need accountability partners.
It's too serious.
A tree would have been a mistake.
No,
that's why we're here.
No,
right?
No doubt.
Yeah,
a tree with roots and like leaves with initials of family members.
Family tree.
Family. By the way, I didn't even know I was doing a family tree, and I forgot a family tree was a thing. Okay. Do I want to be vulnerable?
Sure, let's be vulnerable.
Do you want us to just support the idea no matter what, or have an opinion?
Yeah, I can withhold.
This
judgment.
This is what I have. These are conversations do you guys have with your significant other
about judgment?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want your opinion. I just want you to hear me.
That's critical. It's critical in a relationship.
Got to communicate your feelings.
Kyle's probably. Listen.
I
gotta jump in here.
No, I'm a real one because you say something a little crazy. I can't have you walking around here looking crazy.
Well, Billy chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. He says you forgot an important one. Badgers. Well, there is a badger tattoo in my lifetime on the horizon for Brad Nortman and myself.
Yes.
If Badger basketball or football ever win a national championship in our lifetime. So that one.
Yes, we are.
That's going to be hidden, though.
That's on one of the left or right cheeks.
Yeah.
So that's hidden.
Doesn't have to be hidden all the time.
Hey,
Bradley.
Brad, it's Monday. He's
starting strong.
That's funny. Come on now, be vulnerable.
Drive out the windshield is one of my favorite terms.
What does that mean?
Yeah, help me comprehend.
I can't make fun of something I don't know.
Okay.
Slower.
Drive out the windshield. So the thought process. No,
hold on. Time out. Drive out the windshield. Hold on. You slow down a minute.
It's a racing term.
Okay. That's what Matt Kenseth said.
Who are you?
So. It has a lot, like there's a life element here. So when I was going through a hard time, a lot of times you can look at the rear view mirror and look at your past.
Sure.
Let your past affect who you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Drive out the windshield is something I try and focus on when you're in racing and you get past somebody to get to first place. They say, hit your marks, drive away, drive out your windshield. Just focus on what's in front of you. And so it's a term that always stuck with me. Don't look at the rear view mirror. You can't change what's behind you. You have it in control. Drive out the windshield.
That's powerful.
The picture, it's decent. Isn't
look ahead.
It?
Yeah.
So we got a glass car shield with like the rear view mirror scratched out.
This is the tattoo now, in addition to the tattoo.
Yeah. This is how we got to like the actual drawing.
So now you're describing the drawing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's a windshield.
You're putting a car in your arm.
With a scratched out rear
view windshield.
Mirror.
What kind of car?
It's not a car. It's just a windshield with a rear view mirror with other things in front of
it. Wait a minute. A windshield with the front
how
windshield.
How big is this windshield
you
on your body?
It's going to be on my arm.
Is there going to be like a top of
the shape
steering
of a windshield?
Wheel?
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
There's
going
to be a steering wheel to let you know like you're looking out a windshield.
Your entire arm is going to be a windshield?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Windshields are not those dimensions.
Yeah, they're not.
There's a way to make this work.
Are you sure?
I think maybe we should go back to the drawing board. Based off
the drawing that I have, I like what I'm seeing.
Can we see it?
But a windshield is wide and not tall.
Yeah.
And then your arm is more vertical.
Then
it can be sideways.
Sideways.
Okay. It could be sideways.
Then that would be a really thin windshield.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know yet.
But I'm being vulnerable.
Do you like the drive out of the windshield concept?
Keep describing it.
I have a question.
Or is that it?
Do you have a picture of this?
I do.
Can we put it on the stream?
Or I need to see it.
So maybe
I can understand.
What is out on the windshield?
Yeah.
So you're looking through the windshield. You said there's things out there. What things?
That's what I'm working on. Right now there's a sun.
Hold on. You sound
like some... I'm just going to say a country boy.
How about rather than a sleeve, it's just a back tattoo? That seems to fit the dimensions better, a chest tattoo of a windshield.
But he's trying to not look out back. The back. What about across the chest?
The rear view mirror on the chest would be a little bit off.
Yeah, but the rear view mirror is blacked out because you can't look at it.
Well, then I think it would go on your back. I think it would go on your back. Because you're looking forward.
The hard thing that I'm struggling with is Cody chimes in on the Cardinals talk and text line. Ben's going to get something transparent tattooed on him. That's the hard part I'm struggling with. Is right now I want
it's
a tattoo.
Just a big square.
It's a square.
Looking at your skin.
And it's a glass square. Well, yes. Can you do glass?
It's like, hard to reflect glass.
That's why you need
on a tattoo.
That's why you actually need the a full vehicle. Because nobody, but what is that? Is this a glass with a little black square in the middle and a steering? What is that?
You need like some hands on a steering wheel.
Some glass.
A little dashboard.
So there is a steering wheel.
Oh, hell no. Who drew that?
Somebody looks like, very, very smart.
That looks like a six-year-old drawing.
No. We ain't getting that on your arm. It looked like your daughter did that.
Guys.
That looks like it was done with a crayon.
Yeah, it was.
It was with their kids' crayons.
No, it was not.
Yeah, they were using the kids' markers and crayons.
No, maybe their kids drew it. Nuh-uh. Ben, whoever you're talking to, stop it now. We're not going to let you do that.
Little messages on the windshield. Like, you could write, like, again, can you get a windshield on your body?
It's a hard thing to reflect a windshield, but then also things in the distance on the other side of
it's
the windshield.
It's a great idea, but, like, visually, you can see it. But I don't know if it works in tattoo form.
Are the words other drivers? There's a lot to still suss out.
Cody and Colgate, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You're here for Ben's half sleeve tattoo conversation.
What's 800 half?
990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. What do you think about the windshield?
I know exactly what you're trying to picture, and I can see it in my mind. You can see, you know, obviously you won't see the glass, but you'll see the black border go all the way and all the way around. You'll see the rearview mirror up on top.
Yep.
You'll see your left hand on top of the steering wheel driving you to what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little radio if you want to make it big. I see exactly what you're trying to do.
All right.
Maybe KBN's on the radio.
See, that's somebody who's not just here to pick on
me. No, he has tattoos.
He's
obviously
here to help me and not just bring me down with my friend's bad artistic design of the tattoo.
Bad is an understatement. None of us here have tattoos, so... Sorry, we can't help you with the vision. That guy had tattoos. That was actually pretty
good. Cody, that was helpful.
That was good.
It was very,
but that's
very
exactly what this picture is.
No, it's not.
But I'm trying to figure out how you're going to represent those words on the other side of the windshield.
So I could do like initials, drive out the windshield, D-O-T-W-S.
D-O-T dot.
Department of Transportation dot Wisconsin.
Don't try and do this, Stroh.
I don't know what D-O-T
is. Drive out the windshield.
But how are you gonna put Star Wars
windshield
on there?
Like,
I don't need Star Wars.
Millennium Falcon.
Star Wars don't need to be involved.
Well, can I be? Wait a minute.
Windshield is one word.
Yeah, I know, but I
so
like
D-O-T-W.
The S. I like the S.
That's like saying your initials are BBS. Ben Brust.
Oh, man. Cody doesn't have tattoos, by the way, from the Carbus Talking Text Line. He's just a very visual person.
Oh, good for Cody. Cody is very
I'm
visual.
Glad somebody is, because this sounds awful.
So wait, so you came up with all these ideas, and you do a radio show you've been doing for years, and you didn't think about radio or KBN? Or
well,
KBN on the radio?
We're live on YouTube. We're on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You can
watch us on Twitter.
Would be
so
great to have it on your arm. This changed your life. Radio changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimately.
How do you know I care so much about radio that I want to tattoo it?
Because of the fact that you give everything to this. You would not have your fiance if it wasn't for radio.
For the company.
Radio. She'd be like, you're just a sales guy. You're a radio sales guy. It's different.
If he never hit that half-court shot, what would his life be like?
Oh, buddy.
Did I not?
If it just rimmed out.
If Brad never had a fake punt against Iowa, would have been his notice?
Sounds like I'm the only person that earned my seat at this table.
Hey. Join the club, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard about his grades at Stevens Point in high school, how he got under a 3 GPA?
It's an underdog story, really.
Under 3, actually, yeah.
Dang, even in college?
No, in college it was a 3.0.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is progress.
That was productive.
We can all say this is progress.
I don't know if it was progress. This is better than the drawing.
Better than
this
the tree.
Yeah, tree was pretty.
Well, the tree was god awful. We can be honest with one another. Yeah. That was the dumbest idea ever.
But Don't make fun of drive out the windshield, because that is a mantra I've been, you know.
Okay, but I need like you to that. Understand that windshield is one word. It is a compound word.
I don't
it's just
need
the
you
to
tell me
word.
What D-W-T.
Nope. D-O-T. Try that one again.
Drive out. D-O-T-W-S means. It can mean something different to me than mean to you. Just like colors. We learned that people see colors differently.
That's true.
That'll bake your noodle.
Dancing on the whale shark.
What Kyle knows isn't right. What was our WKTI for our old
whatever
pick
Kyle,
six friends?
Whatever Kyle thinks impossible.
There it is, WKTI. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running the show. Hope everyone had a great Father's Day. And to all the mothers, hopefully you helped take care of your wonderful husbands. That being said, now that I'm talking about my tattoo and went vulnerable, I want to move forward.
Doing other things with Stroh.
Oh, that's good. That's
oh,
good.
Wow.
All right, you drop the S. Wow. It's D-O-T-W.
You can't do that, yeah.
No Stroh. Oh, my God. He's going to turn anything into him. You got a little bit of me in you, buddy. We're next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our
no,
feelings.
Come on.
Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you?
Yeah.
Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Brew Crew.
So beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never.
If you saw the break screen on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, looks like H just sent in Harrison here just sent in a picture of his current view out of his windshield.
Get it tatted.
I will say, the latest developments about this half sleeve tattoo, it's getting more real. Somebody listening, one Tony Cartagena of the Thanalysis show, plugged in everything I was saying into an AI photo generator. And Bradley?
It was
it's
awesome.
It's got legs.
It was cool.
It's got legs.
It was cool. It was better than the chicken scratch that was
well,
done.
Yeah, but the chicken scratch.
That was version one.
Yeah, I mean.
This is an advanced version.
Yeah, that was OTAs. We're in mandatory minicamps. Yeah,
you got to take no,
training
that,
camp is next
that,
before
that,
we go was, into the real games was, and actually get the tattoo.
That was USFL. That was not OTAs. USFL tryouts.
It was Pee Wee. It was Pop Warner.
It was.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. Strophe, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm sorry that I can pull a tattoo off and you can't, and you're getting all salty back there.
What are you talking about?
You're just shaking your head. You got a lot of bad energy.
I just think you're a ginormous dork. It's as simple as that.
I think the same of you.
Yeah, likewise. But look, we are a bunch of guys that can't rock tattoos. Right.
Speak for yourself.
Oh,
I don't know.
How many tattoos do we have amongst the panel? And I'm talking permanent tattoos, Kyle.
Zero.
I think we should probably keep it that way.
Yeah, but like, I don't care what other people think.
I can't believe
my
I'm
tattoo.
About to say this out loud. I think a tattoo would look better on me than you.
Wow.
Wait, a sleeve tattoo?
You don't have enough arm to have anything on your arm.
That's my point.
Yeah, he got a little bit more trash. You don't have any trash in you. He has some trash in him. And not saying tattoo.
He basically called you white trash.
No, I did not. KBN Nation, that never once came out of my mouth. Well, what I'm saying, tattoos are not trashy, just so people understand that. But on Strophe, it would be trashy.
And I could rock it.
And he could rock it.
I will say, Ben feels a little bit more country clubby.
Yeah.
And Strophe feels a little bit more like guy at the concert.
Yeah. See, that's all I was. See, you said it.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing: who gives a damn what other people think about him?
Well, that's fair.
That's true. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if I look like a tattoo guy. If I want to get one, you guys can get on a group chat without me and talk crap about
why?
It. And I don't care.
Why is it that you want to get one so bad? What sparked this?
Midlife crisis. Starting early.
The quarter life.
Yeah.
You're such a Richard, man.
I'm not. I'm just being honest.
Is he wrong?
You know what? The last time I said that, I got in trouble. So let's just X that from
How'd
the damn.
How'd you get in trouble?
We not bringing that up. Let's just keep it moving.
You treat me like you treated others. I will do what I please, Kyle.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
It sure
Reminiscent,
is.
Reminiscent, boy. I tell you.
Very. A lot of conversation across these airwaves from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and Willie and Tausch having the exact same poll question today. Great job. Just using
there
different
it
words.
Is. Yeah. Run with it.
Which has more to prove and who has the most pressure when talking about the NFC quarterbacks?
All, this summer, we're giving it our all.
So how can we change the word from most pressure to most to prove to have a third poll about the same thing? We don't have to. We can just actually have the conversation and not pull it.
No, I think we should.
I'll let you noodle on that one. And I would say in honor of our pals that did the same poll today, we want to take this one step further. Which NFC North quarterback has the most to blank, prove, pressure, or whatever Strofe comes with in the upcoming season? Because I found the conversations this morning on 94.5 ESPN, 100.5 ESPN Madison very fascinating on both Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and Willie, and Tausch. Tausch went to Jared Goff right away. And I think it's just based off your perspective on pressure and most to prove and how you view it.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of who is under the most pressure, maybe who's more under the microscope, it's another way to put it. More under the microscope. To me, it's all about what are your expectations compared to what have you done to meet those expectations. And to me, I was interested when Tausch picked Goff because nobody really has that high of expectations of him, and he always exceeds them. We sort of know who Jared Goff is, but talk about two high-level expectation quarterbacks. That's Caleb Williams, one, and Jordan Love, two. They have high expectations on them, and neither of them have consistently met that. Caleb Williams, who's number one on my list, most under the microscope, most pressure, he's number one overall pick. He's the Heisman Trophy. He was crowned the savior of Chicago Bear football, and he has a huge gap between what he's actually done on the field and what his expectations are and what is expected of him. Second, though, and it is a close second, is Jordan Love. The lineage of Green Bay Packer quarterbacks is Favre, then Rodgers, now Love. $55 million man, and we've already crowned him as the franchise quarterback, but he hasn't consistently played like the franchise quarterback. So high level of expectations without consistently meeting those, that's Jordan Love. One, Caleb Williams. Two, Jordan Love. Next is Jared Goff, because he's going to be on a Super Bowl contending team. And J.J. McCarthy, a complete unknown, coming off of a pretty brutal injury as a first-year starting quarterback. There's very little expectations there. Caleb Williams, one. Jordan Love, two. Jared Goff, three. J.J. McCarthy, four. That's my list.
Don chimes in here on the Carbos Talking text line. Which NFC North quarterback is dumber than Ben Brust? Thank you, Don. Good add-in.
Dumber.
Kyle. Yeah, Brett, I think your list is spot on, right? When going from four, again, J.J. McCarthy, he is a rookie. He's a guy coming off a knee injury. You're going to have to give him some time to develop. The Vikings are going to do everything they can to make sure the team around him is solid and not put the game in his hands. They have a great rushing attack with Aaron Jones. They have great wide receivers. They're going to make the game easy, and they have a great defense. They keep the game as close as possible just in case he has some stinkers. And then when you look at Jared Goff, there's a lot of pressure on Jared Goff. I 100% agree. There's a lot of pressure on Jared Goff simply because of the fact that it's time for him to get over the hump. That team has been knocking at their door. They won NFC North championships. They're in the position that the Packers were in years ago, right? We stopped caring about winning the division because we were focused on winning Super Bowls. There is an immense pressure on Jared Goff to finally get over that hill, get over that hump, to win a Super Bowl and get the Lions to their first Super Bowl in franchise history. So there's a lot of pressure on him. But look at Jordan Love. Jordan Love was down last year. He was injured, right? So he's looking for a bounce back year where he's able to elevate his actual game. So a lot of spotlight's going to be on whether or not Jordan Love is worth the $55 million that he's making. Because he comes in this season and he's throwing interceptions early. If he's inconsistent as well, then a lot of people are going to be talking about, is he really the guy here in Green Bay? Which puts a lot of pressure on him. That's the difference between him and Goff. Goff has already proven who he is. Jordan Love is still trying to prove who he is. And that is a big difference in that confidence and level of knowing what you got at quarterback. And when you look at Caleb Williams, I can go down a list of stuff. That's the number one overall pick. But the biggest thing about Caleb Williams is the fact that he didn't elevate his roster, and the guy that was picked after him was who?
Jaden Daniels.
And what did Jaden Daniels do?
Balled out.
He elevated his team and got that team to the NFC Championship in year number one. Meanwhile, the Bears went on like a seven-game losing streak.
It was 10 games?
I'm like 90% positive after the Hail Mary, they lost 10 straight games. Strofe, am I crazy?
Well, gosh, they could you lost. Imagine being a Bear?
He's shaking his head no, because I don't think I'm crazy.
No, that's the thing. That's a lot of losses. But here's also that. So
that's a lot of losses? Hell yeah, it is. But could you imagine if you yourself had
As a Packers fan? Oh, I would've been miserable. I would've been, listen. The kids say crash out now. I would've been crashing out. Every Monday I would've been crashing out.
Crash out.
Okay, like, so you know
you just lose it.
Yeah. You just lose your mind.
Spiral.
Yeah, that's what I would do every crash single out. Sunday. And so then
took
on top
me a while to learn the whole crash out thing too.
Yeah, I finally bought into it. But then the last part is this: they hired Ben Johnson. He's supposed to be this guru. If he comes in here and Caleb Williams doesn't play well, everybody's going to be talking about how Caleb Williams is a bust and how he isn't getting it. This is a big year for Caleb Williams. There's so much pressure because if this year he doesn't take a step in the right direction, if the Bears still struggle, the offense still sucks, everybody's going to be talking about how he's a bust. Meanwhile, how Jaden Daniels, the another former Heisman Trophy winner, is shining and leading those Commanders. So there's a lot of pressure on Caleb Williams.
I have a hard time going any other way than the one with the most pressure prove under the microscope is Caleb Williams, number one. Number two to me is Jordan Love, based off the success he had in 23 at the end of the year and the up and down year of injuries. Still had a good season, but there's a lot more to be desired with the potential that he showed in 2023. Goff was awesome last year.
Amazing.
And he's consistently been like a staple in what they do. He might get closer to having more pressure being on the microscope, depending on if the unknown that we continue to talk about, if the coordinator situation really does affect the team. We're going to see if that affects Jared Goff, and he really like. But again, he was great in the great enough to get them to a Super Bowl in the McVay system.
This great. I guess he did. He had one really good season. I don't know if that was the
Super
Bowl
year. They went to the Super Bowl.
He was fantastic.
He was close to 80% completion percentage last year.
Yeah, he was.
The guy was throwing darts.
I think he was a top five MVP voter last year.
You look at J.J. McCarthy, it's sort of irrelevant in terms of pressure. I mean, if you're a Vikings fan, probably a bit more, but holistically, if you look at it from an NFL perspective, the pressure's probably more on Kevin O'Connell and the organization for moving on from Darnold and believing in J.J. McCarthy because of they could have franchise tagged him, but they traded Sam Darnold. So I go Williams, Love, Goff, McCarthy all day long. Are we all in agreement here?
I'm trying to figure out how they had a different list.
Well, we're all in agreement.
Tausch says Goff because the team with the most expectations has the most pressure.
Okay, that's legit. He played in the NFL.
It seems like both our poll, the JGC poll, and Will the and Tausch poll all have Jordan Love and Caleb Williams basically neck and neck so far in early voting for at least the KBN poll. Do you view them as being that close? I think it's Caleb Williams by a long shot.
No.
I think his pressure is way...
No, it's not close. The difference we have to understand is that Jordan Love showed us what his potential is, but then beyond that... So if Caleb Williams last year, if he has the same exact stats, but the team doesn't go on that 10-game losing streak, or the team finishes 9-8, or they even make the playoffs like Jordan Love did in his first year as a starter, nobody's talking about Caleb Williams having to prove something. They're just talking about him improving. So that's the difference between having a football team around you that's good versus having a football team around you that's below average. So Jordan Love making the playoffs 2 years in a row. Last year, I mean, all their losses came to really good football teams. So Jordan Love has already shown everybody how good he can be, but we still need to see him consistently show us that week in, week out.
AJ chimes in on the Carveless Talk and text line. Which NFC QB could pull off the best windshield tattoo?
Oh.
You know, I'm going to give it to Nails Boy. He's artistic.
Nails Boy?
We know who that is, right?
Caleb Williams. I mean, yes, I do, but I immediately thought of hammering a nail.
No.
Right away.
No.
No.
Nope. I don't know.
No. He's referring to the painted nails.
I got that, but when I heard nails, it just like, you know, nails and boys.
Not that boy. No, somebody who probably doesn't do it. Caleb don't do hammers and nails. Ugh. Gonna break a nail. What the hell gonna do with that? I throw footballs.
Wheel of Stroh.
Wheel of Stroh.
Yuck is next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
He now is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played.
Choke artist. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. Y'all choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Are you listening? Whoa.
It is Summerfest week.
So excited.
Love me some Summerfest.
I've got some news for you, fellas.
Uh-oh.
Making its debut on the Wheel of Strofe tomorrow.
Summerfest singer or?
Correct.
Yeah!
Look forward to it.
Might have to make the whole wheel that, other than push-ups. We got to keep getting you strong. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norton.
I hate it here.
Alan Strofe running the show. Time now for the Wheel of Strofe!
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe!
Before we jump in the Wheel of Strofe, I just would like to add all five of our summer interns are all in on the Ben Bruss half sleeve. Got some support.
When did you talk to them?
Just ran upstairs. They were listening. They're like, it's going to look great.
They're college students. Hold on a minute.
Slow down. I'm willing to put up $100 right now. He's lying.
All right.
I don't think he's
all
lying.
All five of them?
All five of them.
Well, they're either lying to you.
They
or
brought
you're making
I,
this up.
Unprompted, I was walking by. They brought up to me.
You think they're trying to be in your good graces?
Probably. Y'all ain't got to do that. If y'all listening, y'all ain't got to do that. He's a has-been. Don't worry.
Wow.
Again, that's the second Richard comment today by this man. Why are you out for blood?
It's better than being a never was like me.
Yeah, but you're still out for blood. All right, Wheel of Strofe.
I love Ben Bruss.
Has-been. Intro.
For the first time since 2013, the NBA Finals will televise the player intros for Game 5 tonight of the NBA Finals between the Thunder and the Pacers. Is it bad I didn't realize they didn't do that anymore and it's been 12 years?
I guess I didn't really like consciously think about
right.
it.
Yeah.
But I do miss, like, obviously some of the more notable ones were the Michael Jordan Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Pistons were awesome. The Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups ones, those were so good. It just depends, like, if they have the creativity. If I feel like it's boring nowadays. Like, they're not, like, it's...
Well, and it's so much better in person, right? When they can black out the arena and you got lights and music. It doesn't quite hit when you're just watching it on TV.
So, do you think they're going to go...
And the man in the middle from Stanford!
You think they're going to go, like, high school style, where they introduce all the bench players first, and then they introduce the
starting
lineup?
No.
Oh, no, they should. They should introduce everybody.
No, why? It's just a starting lineup.
If you do that, you do it in game one. You don't do it in game five.
I don't disagree with that, but they haven't televised any of it in 12 years. They owe us a few introductions.
No, they're not going to add inventory into the game so they can make
everyone.
This
Kansas,
is such a Gen
Johnny
Z.
Johnny Furphy.
Gen Z make everyone feel included.
I'm actually watching the 2011 Dallas Mavericks NBA Finals intro, and they did a whole spectacle of like a dance team and an announcer.
Dude, do the Pistons.
Chauncey Billups. That's actually cool.
Isn't it funny they do that for NBA players, but for football, they just do like the clips. Brad Norton, Wisconsin. Like, that's all you get. And you narrate your
except
own introduction.
But that's only on Sunday Night Football.
Which, yeah, that's true.
Don't the Super Bowl, don't they do the player introductions? And people say, oh, they chose to come out as a team.
I don't know.
Yeah. You should know, or we're in the bathroom.
I know we did come out as a team. You're right.
Center from Utah, Brandon Carlson.
Stro.
15 push-ups. Get down and give me 15.
Push-ups.
Come on now.
Drop and give me 15.
I gotta get my arms working for this half sleeve.
You should
tattoo.
Be well rested from the weekend.
Wait, you're stretching?
You don't need to stretch.
What did you do? No, what are you yelling
Stro,
for?
Put your elbows in more. That'll help.
No, it won't help.
Like a 45 degree angle.
It will hurt. He has no meat on his chest.
The problem is he's putting his elbows out too much. It's all upper shoulder. You got to do 45 degree angle on your arm.
His biceps and triceps and his chest are going to be even more sore.
What if come football season, Strofe's like jacked?
It won't happen.
He's getting push-ups every day.
He needs to take steroids to assist him with that.
Yeah, he's got to take some.
Or HGH, something.
Did the elbows in help? 45 degree angle?
He didn't do
a little
that.
Bit more on the tricep.
I've never felt so alive.
More on the tricep than the chest.
Strofe's going to be jacked. Your elbow's too far out. It's all upper shoulder.
Wheel up Strofe. Oh, we can't do push-ups again. All right. Random pick for me. What's pitch? Whoa!
Now this is some breaking news.
Just out of curiosity, what you guys got going on next Wednesday, June 25th?
Coming to work.
Made him believe on June 26th. Yeah,
that's the day before.
I'm off that day.
That's brutal.
I'm at work.
What if I said, hey, we're actually not coming to work. We're going to go to a Lakeshore Chinooks game.
Oh, wow.
Why would we do that?
Why?
So, yeah.
Why am I skipping work?
Yeah, for what?
Oh, you're not skipping.
Is this
work
approved?
What are we doing?
Confirmed today.
Oh,
it's the first
pitch. Do I get to receive? I got to catch it.
Confirmed today, June 25th. Alex Strofe throwing out the first pitch. The Lakeshore Chinooks Green Bay Rockers game.
Oh, wow. Green Bay. Wow. Yeah,
in front of your hometown.
The team I used to work for. Yeah.
Come on.
That was the PA announcer, speaking of starting
lineups.
Full
circle.
Yeah.
What time is the first pitch?
6:35 p.m.
Okay. I'll be there.
We did float the idea of a second first pitch.
But that's like the scratch.
You guys both throw it. I'll catch.
Me and Kyle throw it?
To me.
Who has a better throw? Oh. Someone's got to get the gun out.
The Kyle versus Strofe rivalry.
Kyle versus Strofe rivalry lives.
I'll for sure have a better throw.
I'll just throw it out there. If you want to bring Brucey too, it's Bark at the Park night.
Oh, wow.
No, thanks.
Dollar Dog night?
There is a time where you
would
do
that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, hot dogs.
No,
okay.
I never bring dogs anywhere.
Really?
Hassle.
It used to be. Oh, he used to love that dog.
He still loves the dog.
He still loves the dog.
How often does he bring up Bruce now compared to when?
Never.
Oh, look at Bruce on the cam. Look at the little cam. Now he doesn't even bring up Bruce. I haven't seen Bruce on a cam in over a year.
It's a good point.
I don't even know if Bruce is still.
Are we doing one more?
Wow. Strofe first
Father's
pitch.
Day.
How was your Father's Day, guys?
Yeah, how was your Father's Day, guys?
It was weird. Kyle texted in the middle of the Brewers game. As I'm sweating, Trevor McGill trying to get the save. Happy Father's Day, fellas.
Yeah, it was a strange text message. We're in this group message together and all of our producers.
I even think I said thank you.
Nobody responded.
We're talking about the Brewer game. And then literally in the middle of that, Kyle says, Happy Father's Day, fellas. And we continue talking about the Brewer game.
You guys are very rude.
That's the last time
I tell you happy anything.
I actually got a text from somebody else from the show that it felt a little more personal.
I didn't get a birthday wish from you, so I don't give a damn what you think is personal.
That's fair. Alex Strofe sent me a nice Father's Day text.
I'm sure he did. Mm. He's a simp.
Yeah, bad on me. I didn't text Brad.
Yeah.
What's
that all about, Strofe?
I don't know if you noticed in this past commercial break, I was trying to cover my tracks a little bit.
Is that why he was giving a rundown of everything he did?
How's your Father's Day?
He's asking me about my Father's Day. Oh, it sounds like a great weekend.
Oh, the post no Father's Day text skill.
Here's what happened.
That's all right, Strofe.
I didn't forget about you, Brad.
I was in Ben's neck of the woods yesterday, so it made me think of him. And so I just shot it off real quick.
Every Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, I drive by the Bags League that Strofe used to be a part of.
Wednesdays.
Whatever, yes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I used to see Strofe and not stop and say hi. I drove right by him.
Every single time.
Yeah. Well, it does beg the question, are you just supposed to text all the people that are fathers in your life?
I texted a lot of people that are fathers in my life.
Why?
You weren't one of them. I'm very sorry.
That's hurtful.
I feel awful about it. It's just getting worse
the more you talk.
I know. Like,
I sent a ton of texts.
No, I woke
to every
I woke up
close
today
to
and
me.
I went, oh my God, I missed two people.
Who is the other? Better be someone
his
important.
Own dad.
No, it wasn't my dad.
Your dad's name is Brad, isn't it?
It is, yes.
How about that?
I texted a different Brad Happy Father's Day. Actually, I called him. Unrelated.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, I missed two and Brad happened to be one of them and I felt bad.
But why would you text other people that are fathers that aren't your father?
Because I have a love and admiration for fatherhood. Something I would like to venture into
it
someday.
The world needs more love. Just let him be him.
It's a journey I would like to venture into someday.
Strofe, don't feel bad. Even if you wish him Happy Father's Day, he wouldn't do anything.
Yeah. Well.
What?
He wouldn't say thank you.
Brad wouldn't?
I texted these two Happy Father's Day yesterday and not a peep.
Well, I texted Ben directly
you did it
and he responded
to
me.
I did it to the fathers in a group text message to cover everybody. I said, fellas.
Well, the world needs more love. And the world needs more bliss, too, if we're going to be honest. Because all Father's Day weekend, I'll tell you what, Saturday night, I told you the fire pit was coming. It arrived. We set it up. And me and First Lady of the Norton Estate, She couldn't drink, obviously. She's pregnant, but I surely enjoyed several carblesses on her behalf because Liss is more when it comes to carbless. And that quenched taste of the, you know, less carbonation, not so much to make me bloated, but just enough to make that taste feel so good. I was hitting that all night. It was delicious because there's so many different flavors that you can choose from. Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, that is what is consuming my fridge right now. But the other ones, classic cocktail, margarita, all the fruit flavors, there's something for everyone when it comes to carbless. Not only that, though, you guys know me. I got a workout in that day, tried to eat pretty healthy, so I'm looking for a guilt-free option. Carbless is that guilt-free option. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, 100 calories per can, so it is guilt-free all night. So if you're like me, by the fire, or at a Brewer game, or on the lake, or wherever you are this summer, enjoy yourself a carbless.
Hey,
yes,
you
Kyle?
Know what? This weekend, Carbs was invited to the cookout, boys. Let me tell you.
The cookout.
The cookout that some of y'all can't go to, Ben and Brad. Oh, Carbs was invited. Let me tell you. Crushing the cans. They were
It was a hit?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. All the tequila ones. Ooh. Delicious.
Those are good.
Yeah, really good. So, Carbs officially invited to the cookout.
But Brad and I aren't.
Strofe is.
What if we bring, you know.
Carbs?
Would be let in?
Oh, the more the merrier. Yeah, you'd be the bell of the ball.
We come with Carb. Carbless is invited. We're Carbless is plus one.
Yeah, if you're Carbless is plus one, you can come.
Okay.
I can't stoop to
that. And level. I just get to attend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already proven that you're.
I can't believe you're going to bring someone that unathletic to a cookout.
Yeah, he's the funny guy.
The goofy guy.
Ah, goofy dude, come here. The goofy skinny one. Come here. He'd be like, hey, guys.
How did you know people call me that?
I got a Carbless.
Strofe, you got a great brand.
Do I talk like that?
A little bit.
Do it again.
Hey, guys, I'm Alex Strofe.
I love how he flails his arms around.
Yeah, man. Let's play pickleball.
Wow.
Brad has a wild take that I did not have on the, coming into a Monday. Strofe, you
baseball?
Saw
it. Baseball?
No.
Hockey?
No.
NBA Finals.
But he says this is an athlete.
We're going to talk about one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Aaron Rodgers?
You won't guess it.
Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Milwaukee County, you need to shovel the pathway to the lake, okay? I had to step through snow.
Is Kyle
get to the lake?
I think Kyle's the Karen of the show.
I think
he's high maintenance for
I
sure.
I think Kyle pays taxes in the county of Milwaukee that just went up, so I expect for this stuff to be popped.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, we got to jump in right away because Brad Nortman is smiling before even talking about what he's going to talk about next. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talking Text Line. Stream on the ESPN Wisconsin app and find us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Bradley, you wanted to talk about one of the greatest of all time. The floor is yours.
One of the greatest athletes of all time. Huge news in the sport of competitive eating.
Oh.
Joey Chestnut, who he must be on the Mount Rushmore of greatest athletes of all time. News came out this weekend that he will participate in the Super Bowl of Eating Competitions, which is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition that takes place every 4th of July. Last year he wasn't in it because he had a relationship with a plant-based company, whatever. It's resolved and he's back. And we just need to take a moment to appreciate the greatness that is Joey Chestnut. 15-time Nathan's champion, right? Yeah. That's like the Super Bowl. That's more than Michael Jordan and Tom Brady combined.
15. So
that is like the Super Bowl.
It is.
How many glizzies has he guzzled in his lifetime?
Just think about these numbers, okay?
Dang.
Last year's champion, when he was out, the winner was 58 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 58. And second place was 51. He routinely gets in the 70s, and his record is 83. Kobayashi was like the big, like, oh my gosh, Kobayashi. His record was 67. 67, and Joey Chestnut always does 70s, and 83 is his record. But not only that, guys. We think of him as the hot dog guy. He has 55 records in what the eating world calls disciplines. There's 55 other categories. I'm using air quotes here. 55 categories that he has records in. We don't have time to go through all these. I'm going to go through some of my favorite because they're absolutely
Why
stunning.
Why are you talking about this?
I have a follow-up question also.
Why is this relevant?
Big news.
Well, he's back. That's the big news.
You can't tell me that this isn't one of the most accomplished, greatest athletes of all time.
I'm Team Brad here, for the record. I love Joey Chestnut. I appreciate all the greatness. But if the hot dog eating contest is the Super Bowl, what are the ones you're about to roll through then?
These are... You know, this is like
NFC Championship
division
game.
Titles.
Yeah, division titles. Maybe head to head competitions, things like that. He holds records. I'm just gonna rattle through them. There's 55 of them. I'm gonna try to pick a few of them.
I want
to
hear it.
141 hard boiled eggs.
Oh in gosh, 8 minutes. That sounds terrible.
What?
45 pulled pork sandwiches.
Dang,
in 10 minutes.
45 sandwiches.
53.
One every 12 seconds.
Oh my god.
53 soft shell Taco Bell tacos.
Wait,
in 10 minutes.
Oh,
I could do that.
I could do that. No, his digestive system has to be destroyed.
How about this one? 182 chicken wings in 30 minutes.
Just
normal chicken wings. He had 23 meat pies in 10 minutes.
It's a meat pie.
What is that?
I don't know. 390 390 shrimp wontons.
Oh, that'd be so good. Wait. You said how many?
390.
In how many minutes?
8.
What is a shrimp wonton?
He had
wonton, and it's just tripping it.
He had 14 pounds of ribs in 12 minutes.
That's a shrimp wonton every 0.7 of a second.
He just be gone. Go,
it's
go,
insane.
Those actually look very
6
good.
6 pounds of funnel cake in 10 minutes.
This man has an eating
that's
problem.
That's not healthy. That's cardiac arrest.
This is the one that's not healthy, not the 14 pounds of ribs in 10 minutes.
118 jalapeno peppers in 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's sweet.
That sounds spicy.
121 Twinkies in 6 minutes.
What?
121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. These are all records. Nobody's even in the same stratosphere of him. Let's see. What else is a good one?
He's taking over the game. Can't nobody compete.
That's a Twinkie every 2.9 seconds.
47 grilled cheese sandwiches in 10 minutes.
Damn, that's a lot of carbs.
25 ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How do you not get a brain freeze? It's unbelievable. 257 Hostess donuts.
Does he throw this up after? He has to
in
force
six
himself.
Minutes.
He throws up after.
No, he's not allowed to.
No, after the
to.
Competition, you can throw it up.
Yeah, yes, he has to.
One of these.
One's body.
You think?
But I don't think we're.
Are you sure he just isn't glued to his 99% bathroom
sure.
the next day?
Well, there's no 80, way. Wait, throwing
he's
up
he's still
like
probably glued
healthy.
To the bathroom the next day.
81 Eggo waffles in 8 minutes.
Let go of my Eggo.
And he ate a whole turkey in 10 minutes. 10 pound turkey.
That's impressive.
Whole turkey.
I might be able to.
These are but nuggets of his greatness. There's 55 of these. It's incredible.
I didn't know how great he was.
He's got to have some appreciation for that. Who else can do that, right? We're talking about greatness of athletes. Like, who can repeat who can repeat that?
Who comes up with the idea to say, they can eat anything, huh?
I guess so.
Trained his body.
Why hot dogs? Why is that one the one that became so popular?
4th of July, hot dogs. I don't know.
I prefer a brat.
I would assume somebody paid money.
I want Nathan's. I would prefer a brat. Wouldn't you? Or Italian sausage?
Those are
I would also prefer
you can't have,
that.
You don't have as good
yeah,
numbers.
You wouldn't be able to eat 83 of those.
A little thicker.
83. Do you guys ever watch him eat?
Of course.
Sometimes.
It's equal parts greatness and disgusting.
It's gross. Because the thing is that they dip the bread in water, so it's kind of cheating.
It's not cheating. It's allowed.
It makes food not fun. I just don't get it.
I don't think the food's supposed to be fun if you're eating 83 of them in 10 minutes.
I like to enjoy my food.
Me too. I love food.
I might eat 3 in 10 minutes.
Even that would be tough to get through.
Remember when you tried to eat
3 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
No, that'd be easy.
Nah, I don't know. If they're beefy hot dogs.
One per minute wouldn't be that
You
hard.
Guys are thinking of little small ones. We're talking about them jumbo ones.
I've watched the contest before.
6-inch jumbos.
Stop saying that.
That's what they are, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't like the way you're saying jumbos.
Aren't they? But that's what I thought they were.
I don't think they're. I think the way they look. They look like.
No,
they
just all be Franks.
I thought they look like regular hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Just regular schmegular Frank.
No jumbo.
Frank. Why are they called Franks?
It's a great question.
Ballpark Franks.
I still can't get over these numbers.
They're not
any other
small.
That stuck out?
Why is a hot dog
52 cheeseburgers in 10 minutes?
Frank.
13 pounds of salted potatoes in 10 minutes.
A sausage originated in Frankfurt, so it's just a type of sausage.
Oh, sure. It's from Frankfurt, so Frank. That makes sense.
Hot dogs are 6 inches long.
Go back to that last one, Brad.
13 pounds of salted potatoes in 10 minutes.
How are they prepped and served? Is it hash browns, french fries, potato chips?
Don't know. It was part of Wild Carp Week.
Wild Carp Week.
Wild Carp.
Some of these like festivals are wild.
You got too much time on your hands.
21 pounds of shrimp.
I could confidently say this is the best thing we've done all week.
No, this is just all week.
What a low bar.
No, actually, I'm very interested in this.
It's insane. It is absolutely insane.
What do you think you can compete in, Brad? Them shrimp wontons. I mean,
oh, yeah, 390
yeah,
though.
No, I couldn't do that. I would get tired.
What do you mean you couldn't do that? Of course you couldn't do that. You can have 20.
That's
I can have 20 shrimp wontons.
You have to average
in 10
more than one per second. How is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know
how. Two at a time.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
But then you got to chew harder and faster.
No, he does. He just swallows.
It did say that his level of commitment to stomach stretching and fasting was more than any other professional
leader of
lifetime.
Has anybody ever choked doing this?
I'm sure
somebody has. Strove.
Could you imagine the Heimlich of a hot dog that just goes poof, pops out?
All right, we're back in 2 minutes.